Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower for Cooking for Health. We're talking about baking. And if you're going to talk about baking, you got to use flour. But now there's this thing where so many people are gluten sensitive. And what do you do if you're gluten sensitive? So, first of all, let me just say that the data are now out showing that if you want to go gluten free as a weight loss strategy and you're not gluten sensitive, it's not really an effective strategy. I mean, it can be if you have been eating pastries and ding dongs and ho hos and all those highly processed bready products, and you give those up, then you're going to lose a ton of sugar, and that's where your weight loss comes from. But it's not because you gave up gluten per se. Now, if you are gluten sensitive, then just don't eat it. One of the problems, though, that you run into when you are cooking is having the need to thicken, and using flour as a thickener. Something you can do to substitute is to substitute arrowroot or cornstarch. Both of them work just fine. Finally, it seems as though the flours from outside of North America do not create the same sensitivities that flours in the North American region do, because of the way the wheats have been crossbred and hybridized over a long, long period of time. That's the way things seem at this point, such that if you were to purchase flour from France or Italy or Spain or somewhere like that, those flours do not trigger the response as much, which opens up baking again to you. So give that a try. And let us know how that goes. If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.